Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
10 minutes away from your password to play Beat the Bank Extreme. And we're also about 20 minutes away from Anna's midweek update. She'll catch you up with all the funny going on so far this week. And then we'll let the SNL guys finish it off for you on Saturday.
All right.
We also have Whatever Wednesday coming up in about 40 minutes. And you can text the show anytime you want at 800-543-3548. I got a text here that said, hold on 1 second. Did JC just say he was 38% British? Yes. Yes, I did.
How did you come to find this out?
23andMe is what helped me come to that conclusion because I spit in a little tube,
yep.
Sent it in, and they returned all these things that I didn't know about myself.
Fascinating, isn't it? You learned more than that, right? Not just about your heritage?
Well, so I did the Ancestry kit, and Kelly and I actually just upgraded to the health
kit,
which you can do as well. And right now, that would actually be a great Mother's Day gift.
Mm-hmm.
Get her the health and Ancestry kit. They have 30% off right now until May 13th. But basically, you'll learn. That's how I found out that I'm also an elite athlete. Or potentially could be if
I... Potentially, but so could I.
I have the... Yeah, Kelly has those traits as well. It'll let you know.
If I would have applied myself.
Right.
It lets you know about your muscle composition and like what you could do with certain diet and how saturated fats affect your body.
Right. That's very cool.
I know, Big Al, you spit in yours. You should be getting yours back pretty soon.
Pretty soon,
Jenna,
yeah.
You're doing yours as well.
Mm-hmm.
And look, if mom gets this, if you get it for her, you'll get personalized wellness reports. She'll learn about her genes and how they play a role in her well-being and lifestyle choices. So it could affect weight. So if she's looking to diet and all that, she could see how she's impacted by saturated fat,
yeah.
Her likelihood of being lactose intolerant. Maybe she's been having stomach issues and she's like, why? I'm having cereal every morning and being healthy. That could be the reason. She'll know.
You know, the family always says, well, your great-great-grandmother was 100% Cherokee.
Bam.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And this will actually show if it was just a family folklore, if this is true, if
exactly.
It's really running through your blood. It's interesting.
These are really cool. You'll discover a whole new way of understanding who you are. And this Mother's Day, like I said, you get $30 off 23andMe's health and ancestry kit at 23andme.com/kid. That's the number, 23andme.com/kid. Again, this offer ends on May 13th. And perfect gift for mama.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I found out. I was 38% British. And we found out Kelly was the love expert because
Kid told me.
Kid told her.
made me do it.
You're going to give love advice and you're going to like it, young lady. And you turned into a love expert because of that.
Hours and hours of practice.
So much practice. And let's see how you do today in today's edition of
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I married my best friend almost 10 years ago. We're both in our early 30s. We have 2 kids now, ages 10 and 7. We have a great relationship, and he's an amazing father. The only thing is, when it comes to laundry, it doesn't happen anymore.
Oh.
We used to do the laundry a couple of times a week. Now I'm lucky if we do the laundry once a month. Just to give you an idea of how things have been going, not a load of laundry has been done this year.
Wow.
Mm. We've had many, many talks about how this makes me feel, and all he says is he has no interest in it. It's not an important part of the relationship to him. He's gone to the doctor, had his T levels checked, everything's fine. I don't think he's cheating. He does work 2 jobs, and I understand that he's very tired. But Kelly, I'm just lost as what to do. I love my husband more than anything, but to me, this is an important thing in a healthy relationship. How can I make my husband see this, or am I just going to have to deal with it and move on?
No, I'm afraid your situation is probably more common than you think. It's just something people don't talk about. They get to a place of, just complacency or like, I've already done all that, and you're tired.
Yeah.
People have so much stress. So much goes into it. It's not just about the T count or something. It's mental. A lot of it's mental in your head.
Mm.
And, it's one thing to say, well, just, stage sexy scenarios, plan weekend getaways where you can put yourself in romantic situations, be the first to initiate. A lot of women, they say, we don't do anything. Well, maybe some of that should be put on you to be the first to initiate as well. But yeah. If you've had these conversations with him and it's not going anywhere, I guess the next step would be therapy together, counseling together, because they do have specialists that work on that.
That aspect of life, they really do, yeah.
And he's probably going to kick and scream and say he doesn't want to go because men don't want to talk about that.
Right.
So if he won't go, you should go at least, at the very least, because you need to get... I'm not a professional in that level. I don't know. I mean, I can only offer you what I think might help, but a professional can maybe help you more than that. I'm sorry. I hate that for you.
Yeah.
It's a sad thing to have to set to accept that I'm never going to experience possibly passion until the day I die. But, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. Hopefully he'll listen to you and go get the help you both
hopefully
need.
Yeah, she said that's her best friend, so maybe.
Yeah, and a lot of people would be like, man, I just wish I had that kind of relationship, you know.
Yeah.
But man, it is an important part of a relationship,
especially if it's a big deal for you.
And sometimes what happens is you go so long without it becomes awkward.
Yeah,
it begins to be awkward, like
first time again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Minus the passion, because the first time you're like so excited, but now it's like, well, do you want to do it? I don't know if he's going to reject me. Is she going to reject me? It's a tough spot. Yeah. Try to get into some professional counseling. That's the best I can offer, I think, in this case.
Yep.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I guess I'm coming in hot because I really need an expert's help. I've been married to my wife for like 5 years, I think. I guess I love her or whatever.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. But, dang, Kelly, my wife is the most annoying woman on earth.
Oh, dog.
I cannot stand her. That is all on caps lock. For your reference, she's a third grade teacher and comes home every day to treat me like some kind of kid. Oh. If I say something to her that doesn't suit her, she'll be like, let's try saying that in a different way. Or God forbid I ask her where she put something of mine, like my shoes or my belt or whatever. She'll be like, what would be a good place to look first? I am now either avoiding her every single time we're both home or yelling at her. I'm pretty sure I just want a divorce. How do I try to deal with this problem, Ryan?
I'm sorry. That's bad. I'm sorry for laughing.
Don't treat your man like a kid.
Well, listen to that letter.
What?
The way he wrote it, the way he addressed it. He's acting like a kid.
He's
not acting like a man.
He's frustrated.
In a relationship. I get it, but he's...
Don't you criticize
that.
The way
Don't
he wrote
you
that
tell
letter.
Him how to write.
He's not writing. He's, I guess, a kind of like, whatever. Come on. You're not even mature.
He's being flippant in
relationship.
There, yeah,
he's being flippant.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds very mature.
Why don't you have a sit-down talk with your wife as the man? Come on, say, honey, I love you, and I think you're beautiful and wonderful, but please stop talking to me like I'm one of your third graders. That's not sexy to me.
No.
Tell her what is sexy to you. You know what I think sexy, honey? Come at her from a place of love. I think it's sexy when you do this and that. Talking to me like that, that takes me right out of that zone. And when she hears it put that way, she might be like, whoa, okay. I should concentrate. Maybe she hasn't heard those words from you. You're just too busy yelling at her. Stop talking to me like I'm a third grader. That's not effective.
Nope.
That's not effective communication.
Probably
Here's
makes her
your
want
letter.
To do it
Work on that. I feel bad for her, and I feel bad for him.
What if he acts like the principal?
Oh, yeah.
Let's role play.
Yeah.
And she's the bad teacher.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just got to be a better way to address it than yelling at her, and your next option shouldn't be yell at her or divorce. Just handle it from a mature perspective when you're both calm. Take her out to a nice, fancy, romantic dinner and tell her, let me just tell you what's been bothering me. Let's just get it on the table.
Yeah. I'd like steak, medium well, please.
And good luck.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 29 years old. I've been in a relationship twice since I was in high school. My first was 10 years, ended up with me being cheated on while I was at my grandfather's funeral.
Oh, that's
bad. I was single for about 2 years after that and became very independent. I then started trying to date again. I'm on Match, I'm on Tinder, I'm on Bumble, but no matter what, it seems like no one is matching up to me or trying to get to know me. I'm a great guy, just want to give my love to a wonderful woman that wants to travel the world with me. Kelly, can you and Jenna give me advice on what my profile should have on it? Maybe even drop my Instagram for people to hook up with me?
Go for it.
It is Tyman1990. Thank you all so much. That's from Tyler, a.k.a. Ty Man, that's T-Y Man, 1990.
All right, let's take a second.
He's a ginger.
Man.
T-Y-M-A-N.
1990.
Okay, so he wants help.
There he is.
With the ladies.
Yeah.
Ty Man.
He looks kind of like Seth Rogen.
Ty Man ease
he got a cool beard.
On the food photos, except I do get down with that cat who grabs that breadstick. I like that meme.
All right, Ty Man, 1990. You, I guess, what is that look? Is it a millennial look he's rocking? Is that look with the full beard?
No, that's the dude
He's a ginger.
Yeah,
it's a dude look.
Full beard glasses.
Cars and trucks and beer.
That's a millennial kind of thing, isn't it? Where you go sit at coffee shops and stuff.
Sure.
I would personally get, like Jenna said, get rid of food photos. We're talking about a dating profile.
But all we have to go on is the Instagram. Well,
these are linked to the Instagram, probably, right? True. So get rid of so many food photos. I would really take care of maybe doing some, you could do some man grooming, shape up the beard a little bit, dress spiffy, put yourself in your best light in your photos. You have to have something really charming and a little bit funny as your opening line. That's what everybody should have. This is true for men and women.
He's in San Antonio.
You do your little bio about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, say a little bit about what you're looking for. Keep it brief. These long, drawn out, specific what you're looking for, that's too much. Just, you know,
I like that he describes himself in his Instagram bio. He talks about things he's into.
Yeah.
For me personally, the photos, when I see someone's account and the whole first grid that I see, I only see one photo of himself making a funny face, and everything else is food and a t-shirt and a barbershop and a store and a cat. It's kind of like, well, I don't know enough about you. I don't know what you do other than you like to eat.
And
I mean,
beer.
We all
that's
like
your boss of pictures.
We all like to eat, but I'd rather.
And he likes bacon.
Yeah,
big ball of bacon.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, put yourself in the outfits that make you look really great. Go, you know, have some not staged photos. I don't like seeing men in staged photos.
No, I don't either.
But you know, go out with your friends. Make sure somebody's got the phone out taking some really good energetic pictures. I would shape up the beard a little bit.
Yeah. He does have
honestly.
It shaped in a few in,
shape
in
it
a
up,
bunch
yeah,
of them when he goes out.
Shape it up a little bit. Make sure you're looking good.
Oh, that breakfast
I
taco.
Love the fact that you're a cat dad. Guys with cats, that's kind of an interesting, quirky thing about you. So maybe play up on that. Say something about, yeah, I'm a guy that owns a cat. I'm secure in that. Just something kind of lighthearted and
right.
fun.
Yeah.
And then try it again.
That's, let me say it again.
Ty Man,
T-Y-M-A-N, 1990. He's in the San Antonio area.
Yeah.
All right. One more letter before your password, deal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating my boyfriend for a year and a half. I'm 27, he's 26, and he is the sweetest, most hardworking, loving guy in every way. He's the guy I want to spend the rest of my life with, but I have an issue. I constantly catch myself finding small things about him that I find wrong. I am constantly trying to change things about him to basically make him into an unrealistic, perfect guy. I call him out on little things he does, clothes he wears, how he's eating, things he says, and I know I'm being ridiculous.
Wow.
I know I probably shouldn't try and change him, but it's so easy for me to pick him apart. My family and friends notice how I treat him, and they've all mentioned to me how I need to be better, but I continue to correct and want to change everything that he does. It's like I have zero filter, and I try and boss around his every move. I've never been like this in a relationship before, and I'm not sure why I just can't stop trying to change him and accept him for the man he is. If I'm like this now, imagine how I'm going to be in 10 years. I don't want him to resent me or think the grass is greener on the other side with someone else who isn't so demanding. How can I try and let these things go and stop trying to create this perfect person, Shelby?
Well, you need to stop worrying about 10 years from now because you're not going to make it that far.
At least she's self-aware.
Yeah, and if she's self-aware, she can stop. Saying I can't stop is an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
That is an excuse.
You can stop.
You can. The minute it starts coming out of your mouth, you shut your mouth. I have had to start doing that because Alan called some things to my attention that I was doing.
Oh, okay.
It was certain things I was saying, and I, before the words came out of my mouth, two or three times yesterday, I stopped myself.
Oh, really?
And
it works?
You just stop and just say, I can't stop. And if it's so bad that other people are noticing, they are telling you, honey, if you don't stop, this is going to end.
He gone.
Yeah. And if you really, what is it that's so, you know, a lot of women, they want their men to dress nicer or whatever. So when it becomes Valentine's Day, you buy him a shirt you'd love to see him in. You don't criticize him 364 other days of the year. When it's his birthday, when it's something, you give him something that you'd like to see him in. When he wears it, tell him how sexy he looks. That's how you do it.
Yep.
You don't tell him, that shirt is disgusting. That's not how you do it. You tell him how good he looks when he does look like you want him to look. Right? There's subtle arts. There's a subtle
100%.
Art to this. But if you don't stop, and you can, that is a weak person's excuse.
You're absolutely right. There's ways to get your way that are uplifting and positive, and flattery goes a long way. Flatter the good moments and try not to criticize the bad, because they will want to start doing the things that you like.
Normal people do.
I like that. Yeah.
100%.
Stop, or you're not going to have to worry about what you're going to look like 10 years from now with this man, because he's not going to be the man you're with.
What are the things that Alan wanted you to stop talking about?
There's no need. I don't want to get into that. I'm just saying that it's important for in a relationship, if somebody's doing something that's annoying you, rather than let it fester and get up to be such a huge problem that there's no coming back from it, say, look, this is bothering me. I don't like it when you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can take step in. I could be like, that's not right. That's not fair. You're a jerk. Da-da-da. Or I could listen to what he's telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And say, I need to correct this.
I agree with you.
He's not enjoying this part of me.
Well done, A-Train.
A-Train in the house.
Choo-choo. That's our love expert right there, Kelly Raspberry. You go to KidNation.com and write her if you want your love letter read on air. And your problem fixed just like that. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. And now, let's hook you up with that password you need, Kid Nation, so you can play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Your password this hour is Magician. Magician is your password. Write that down. Don't you forget it. We're 10 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank Extreme. And we got Anna's midweek update next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's do it. Round one of Beat the Bank Extreme. Pull out that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We are looking for caller number 13 to play this hour. And if you don't get in this hour, we'll play again an hour from now.
Yep.
Plenty of chances for you to win that $10,000 because we still have not found it. Now it's getting close.
Crunch time.
Now your chances to win it are getting better and better each time somebody does not find it. So hopefully it's this round.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck calling in. Let's bring in our friend Anna into the studio. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing awesome.
Great.
Anything exciting going on in your life?
Well, I did get to witness you guys twerking earlier this morning,
yep,
which was lovely. There's some raw, unedited behind-the-scenes footage of that, ooh, up on our Twitter and our Instagram, at Kid Nation, so you can go see the behind-the-scenes footage of that.
I don't know if you'd really call what I was doing twerking.
It was like a slight jump.
Yeah. My twerk don't work.
I felt like I was twerking, and then looking back at the actual video, I was in fact not twerking.
It's on the confidence, you know.
Right. How do you do? I just don't get how
you have more butt.
You know, I feel like once again I let the black people down.
Because the twerking,
I feel like I should be able to twerk.
But I do that for Kinsey, and I feel like I'm doing it sexy.
Jiggle.
Yeah,
I can jiggle. Anyways, we couldn't do it. It's up there.
Yeah,
go check it out.
Jenna's still on the fence about dancing. Maybe
on the fence.
I've been like coughing. I'm about to throw up. I had to leave the studio. I was coughing so hard.
Do you have the whooping cough? Do you know yet?
I haven't gotten tested for it. I thought I had allergies. You know, people shame you when you're like, I think I'm sick. And they're like, it's just the allergies. And then for 3 days, I felt so crummy that I'm like, am I sick or is it allergies? I don't know.
Well, Jenna's boyfriend's so cool that he actually came all the way down here, parked once.
Paid to get out.
Paid to get out because Jenna needed some extra medicine. Went and got it and came back.
Wow. If you don't marry him, I will.
Walked in the rain because he was like, I ain't paying twice.
I know, and I tell him.
Yes, in the rain.
He was like, I love to take care of you. I was like, I don't. It's been a really hard thing for me as a girl that kind of prides herself on being independent. It's been really hard for me to accept it, but I have.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Like, let it happen.
He doesn't let me carry groceries. He doesn't let me do anything. And so in the beginning, I used to be really resistant when we first started dating. I'm like, I got it. He opens the car door for me. Like, we'll get out of the car and come over and open it. It's so hard for me because I'm like, sometimes it's just convenient to do it myself. Aww. But I've just started
to
especially
do
when
it.
I don't feel good, I allow it. I'm like, he's like, I love to do it. I was like, okay, all right, I'm going to let him do it.
Aw, y'all are so cute.
If that helps anyone out there, maybe don't be so independent for your own good.
Is he going to work now?
Yeah.
He's just going to go to work? So he woke up early to help you out and now going to work.
Going to work.
Yeah, he gets up with me.
Good
so
time.
Dreamy.
Dreamy.
He's dreamy. Yeah.
He is. Thank you.
Anna said she felt a little nervous because he looked at her and he goes, I can no wait for the midweek update.
I know. I was like, oh, man, the pressure is on officially.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things about him, though, that doesn't always have to do with me. He's so interested in other people's lives that he asks.
Yeah.
Like, he knows what's going on with the show. He always will ask friends about what's going on in their life and my mom. It's really
even,
cool.
Well,
that is really unique.
Yeah,
it is, right?
Alan, what did you talk about? Your family, like, nothing? What did she say? Why? Did you ask her? No, I don't know. What? Men, y'all share nothing.
No, that's what
you got a pride.
Yeah, we do.
Very cool.
That's typically what you get with a dude. Well, it Anna.
Is true. Yeah. So, Anna, I'm very excited. I know it was better when Juan Snow said it, but I'm very excited about the midweek update.
Well, thank you, Nat. The pressure is so real.
Actually, I'm very excited about your midweek update.
Oh, thank you. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Not so, the same.
Do you have accent envy, JC?
Yes.
Do you have accent envy?
I told you, I hated that I got rid of my accent because I got bullied so bad that when I got to high school, all the girls were talking about the hot accent.
And now when you do it, we just think you're faking it.
I love it. I think I'm going to welcome you doing it.
Thank you, Jenna.
Yeah, I wish I had an accent, too.
Gracias, Iana.
Beautiful.
Gina.
Guapissima.
Guapissima. All right, Anna, go ahead and hit
it. Okay, so Avengers Endgame premiered earlier this week, and the early reviews are coming in. Spoiler alert, it's doing really great.
People got so upset for a second.
The actors assembled at the premiere in L.A., and spoiler alert, they looked fabulous.
They did. Yeah.
Okay, the six original Avengers actually assembled at the handprint ceremony at the Chinese Theater, and spoiler alert, they have really cute hands. And also, at the premiere, they had this really cool Lego display made of 44,000 Legos. Oh, and spoiler alert, JC didn't walk on it. So, did you guys hear about the 24-year-old that won the Powerball?
Yes.
Lucky.
Best friend.
Yeah, he said he was just, like, feeling lucky one day and went and, like, bought a ticket. $768 million jackpot. The last time I was just feeling lucky was when I still had money on my Target gift card.
Right.
Okay. But let's be real, though. I think we all won the lottery this week because Beyonce released Lemonade on all music streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm.
In case you didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And by not paying for Tidal for 3 years, we basically saved up the $700 million Powerball worth,
cool.
In my opinion.
So, we're all winners.
So we're all winners.
Yeah.
So last night was the Time 100 Gala. Did you guys see the pictures? Taylor Swift looked amazing.
I did.
Yeah, they were celebrating the 100 most influential people, but I think they forgot one very influential person.
Who?
The person who sold Big Al those acid wash shorts.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to meet the man that designed them.
Yeah. He's no longer with the company.
He's like, oh, you're going to fire me? I'm going to go out with one bag.
I'm going to ruin one man's life with these shorts. Yeah, I'm going to ruin somebody's life going out.
Oh, sorry,
Big
Al.
I still love
you. It doesn't get old. It does not get old.
I got plenty of compliments on my shorts.
You probably
did not.
I did.
I bet you he put a tracker on those shorts just so he could follow you around and laugh.
No.
So, Merriam-Webster just added 640 new words to the dictionary.
Whoa.
Which is exciting for all you grammar stans out there. And if you don't know what a stan is, you can now go and look it up in the dictionary.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
So, you're welcome.
Thanks, Eminem, for that.
Yeah. Lastly, Coachella wrapped up the second weekend, and it was the, you know, biggest festival. So, the next big festival on the horizon is very obviously Woodstock 50, you know.
Yeah, obviously.
The 50th anniversary of the original festival, and Jay-Z and Miley are scheduled to perform. But the other day, they actually announced that ticket sales would be delayed, and they still don't have all their permits, and it's just not sounding like it's going very well.
Uh-oh.
Where have I kind of heard this before? About a music festival about to go down in flames?
These are hard to
do. Yeah, oh, I don't know. I can't think of it. But spoiler alert, Hulu and Netflix already bought the rights to the documentary.
Nice.
Thank you, Anna, for that midweek update.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Awesome job.
Even my pants, thanks. My shorts.
And I'm thankful for your shorts.
Thank you.
Yeah. Al, your shorts made it on the midweek update.
Look at that.
Look at that, actually.
Look at
right
that.
There. That's how you know you made it, good
time. That's right, brother.
You made it. And Anna, we'll catch you up again next week, because that's what she do.
Yeah.
She gives us a midweek update.
Yeah.
And she's posting a bunch of pictures and embarrassing videos of me and Al today.
Yeah, I can't make it. Go check
it
out.
There you go. All right, let's win some money.
Explanation for that.
I'm so sad about that story because I was Team Bunny on that.
I was
one.
Team Bunny there for
team,
a minute.
Team Bunny,
yeah,
man.
I just knew. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah,
really?
What you doing, man?
Really? Yeah, I'll give it decent a minute.
Like, if you got that going on, you need to not do it. Like, stay out of everything. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, we're doing great, and your day just got better because you're the correct caller. You get to play this round of Beat the Bank Extreme.
Extreme.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
What are you up to right now?
Going to work.
Yeah, and what do you do?
Hello?
Carly,
what do you do?
What do you do? Hello?
She wants to get right to the game.
That's
Carly?
Good.
Carly?
Oh, no.
Oh,
seriously?
No.
Seriously? Carly?
Carly?
Oh, no.
Carly?
She's gone.
She gone.
Completely disconnected?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is why we have backups.
The bank. Too bad.
The bank.
Backup.
Beat. The bank. Oh. Backup. Lost Carly on the phone. Gone. She is crying. Mm. I bet if the next one wins, she'll be dying.
Oh. Beat. Oh, that's a bad day.
Backup. Beat.
Oh, you pile on.
Yeah.
That's a freestyle from Big Mouth.
That's a freestyle right there. Do you see how big my eyes were?
Yeah, buddy. You went for it, though, man. Not too shabby.
Oh.
You went for it.
Oh, man.
Marguerite.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying. Oh, my God.
I told you.
So happy to be a backup.
I know.
Oh, my God. The best backup ever.
Yes.
Hey,
wow.
Sometimes the backup comes in and wins the game.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Your connection sounds strong, Marguerite. What are you doing right now?
I'm sitting outside of class. Oh, my God, I'm faking. I don't know how to hit. How do people be on the radio and be normal? I'm freaking out right
now. We've been trying to figure that out for years.
Let us know when you find out
how
to do it.
Right.
We
are you teaching or going to school?
No, I'm actually in a police academy right now, so I'm a student.
Whoa. What's the hardest part about your training?
We did some active shooter situations just recently that were pretty tough, but we've got some good classmates. We're all working together and helping each other, and it's been fun.
Cool.
When do you graduate?
June 18th.
All right.
All right.
All right.
I feel like Marguerite's super nice. Like, she'd be the police officer that says, hey, stop! Put your hands up, please!
Please, could you please do that?
When are you going to be done, Marguerite? How much longer do you have left?
We have about 8 weeks left, and I'm done.
I think she graduates June 18th.
Oh, is that what she said? Sorry, I was talking to Nick.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah,
well, hopefully we can get you some money.
Yeah, Marguerite, let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Magician.
There you go, Marguerite. You have gained entry into all our vaults. Look, they're all lined up right there. A few remain. You get to pick one of those that are still open for you. Which one do you want?
68.
Vault number 68. All right, let's get that one ready for Marguerite. It's all set to go. Here's Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play the game.
Yes, we're going to put you in the vault with the banker. He's going to call out dollar amounts that go up, up, up. Could go as high as $1,000. $2,000, $5,000, maybe this is the $10,000 vault. We don't know. But you have to yell stop when you hear that $1,000 because that's as high as it's going to go. And if the vault door shuts before then, you lose everything.
Yeah.
So make sure you yell stop before the vault door closes.
In fact, you should say stop, police.
Yeah, you can do that if you want.
Yeah.
We're cool with it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm excited.
All right, Marguerite, let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$120. $150. $200. $260. $290. $350. $380. $400. $460. $520. $590.
Oh, darn it, darn it.
You tricked me.
That's okay.
Oh, man. I hope you have a good day at the academy today.
Yes, of course. And oh my gosh, I have to give a shout out to my mom. She's listening, and I have to hang up on her every morning so I can call you guys.
Oh.
So at least I made it on the show.
What's mama's name?
Margarita.
Margarita. Margarita, shout out. And
yes, shout out.
And thank you for what you're going to be doing for our community.
Yeah, that's awesome, Margarita.
Yes, awesome. I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Love you,
and
too.
Try again. Try to get back in.
Yeah, we got another chance for you, actually, in about an hour. We got a password, new one. In 35 minutes, $10,000. still has not been found. It was not in vault number 68, so go ahead and mark that one down, Kid Nation. And coming up next, let's do a little Whatever Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah, pick up that phone, Kid Nation, and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is where you can ask the show anything you want to ask. You could bring up any topic you wanted to bring up. Maybe we haven't gotten to it, or maybe we did and you missed it and you want to know what we thought. Anything is on the table, including we got to get into Big Al's story about the bunny.
Yeah, bunny got arrested.
That viral
bunny,
video.
Bunny got busted.
Oh,
that bunny was mad.
Went from hero to zero real quick. Yeah, we'll tell you what's up and take your questions with Whatever Wednesday next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got your password coming up in 20 minutes, Kid Nation, so you can play Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
Marguerite walked away with zero,
yeah.
But it's okay. She had a positive attitude, and she's going to be a police officer and helping out her community.
In the academy
right now. So your chance is coming up shortly. But right now, let's do a little Whatever Wednesday. Why not, right?
Whatever you like.
Speaking of Whatever Wednesday, Mike hit me up on Twitter and said, hey, I just want to let you guys know that Big Al and JC both look like a pair of cats about to hack up a hairball.
Why?
He's talking about our twerking video.
Mike, why you hating,
you know,
Mike?
Mike, that is a very accurate description of our twerk.
Why you hating, Mike?
I would actually not get mad or disagree with that one bit.
I am.
It's actually pretty on point. And he has a picture of a cat doing it, and it looks like us. So it's just right. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Anna, you got some from Instagram? Some questions for Whatever Wednesday?
Yes. I posted a story asking for Whatever Wednesday questions. Uh-huh. And here's a good one. Sally Sue wants to know. She said, please tell me the story behind Eat Some Corn.
Eat Some Corn.
Eat Some Corn. I think Kid one day came in and literally just did it.
Eat some corn!
Yeah, I think so, because he called me random, but that was pretty random.
Yeah, I think he was trying to support corn farmers.
Yeah, corn farmers of America.
And there was
eat
so
some
much,
corn!
There was so much you know how things go cyclical? Like, at one point, eggs are bad for you,
uh-huh,
and
right.
So the egg industry goes whoop, and then I think something was going on with corn at that time.
People were hating on corn because they were saying it's too much sugar and bad
something,
for the diet.
Yeah,
eat
so he's
some
like,
corn!
Wait. We need to support corn.
Yeah.
Corn's good. So that became like a battle cry.
He took it upon himself to help the corn industry out.
Silly.
Why not, right?
Just silly.
Silly kid.
But that's the story.
From the text. So if you guys could be on Game of Thrones, but you had to act in partial nudity, would you do it? I'd go full nude if they were paying me what they're paying Kit Harington.
Most of them have.
Yeah. Well, even the dudes?
Well, what part is
nude?
No. Partial nudity, is that topless? Is it your butt? What is it? What are we showing?
In Game of Thrones, I think they show all the girl.
Someone I follow on Instagram, that model that I love, that mm-hmm. Sophia Jamora, remember
yeah.
the girl that I love? She was there modeling in Croatia. She's on the stairs and from Game of Thrones, so anyone that's seen it knows those are the shame stairs that Cersei walked down. So I guess she went out partying last night. One of her friends got naked, and they're all yelling, shame!
Shame!
It was really funny. I mean, if you've seen the show, it's just funny. I wonder how much that happens
shame.
On those stairs in Croatia
right?
where
a
they
lot.
Filmed it. Yeah.
But would you do it, Jenna? Would you act in Game of Thrones if they said you had a nude scene?
Yeah, I think nude is all about the quality of the show, right?
Yeah.
Jenna's you don't go nude for a bad film.
I told you, pay me enough, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Al, would you do a full nude scene?
You went from partial to full?
Well, let's go full, because I feel like, why not?
I mean, if the money's right, yeah, anything's a possibility.
Full frontal.
Yeah, I'm not extremely anxious to go out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to.
Next.
Or a successful show.
And Kelly?
Babes are babes.
There you go. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
What's your question? Oh, you need advice.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So in about 4 weeks, I'm graduating from high school, and I haven't committed to any colleges yet because right now I run a makeup account on Instagram that I would rather do instead of traditional college, but my parents are afraid that it's not going to work out. So
much money are you making? I mean, are you making enough money to take care of yourself on your social?
No, I've just started getting messages from companies asking me, so it's like just starting. And so that's why it's kind of like, okay, this could either go big or it couldn't.
Why don't you set like a goal for yourself and say, give me a year before mm-hmm. you make me start school. If I can hit these numbers within a year.
Right.
I'm going to keep doing this. But if I don't hit these numbers, I promise you, at least I'll enroll maybe part-time or something.
10 hours.
I dropped out of school for 5 years, but I promised my mother I would go back. I made that promise, and I kept it. Not everybody keeps the promise if things are going very well, but just go very maturely, approach your parents and say, give me a year.
I tell kids when I go speak at schools and they ask me, and I'm honest with them, I say the best time to take a risk is when you're young, when you're 18 to 22, 23, because you're still young enough to go back to college if it doesn't work out. But like Kelly says, you have to make that promise to yourself that you're not just going
to
give up.
Let me throw this out there to you. You know, I monetize social media, but at the same time, by going to school and doing some business classes, you could really grow your brand from some of that knowledge, right? So it's twofold. It's not one or the other. It's do the social, make a little bit extra money, and also learn how to really make it a business for yourself in school. That could really help you in the long run.
And you can meet a business partner in one of those classes. Like you might end up next to the guy that's going to start the next Facebook type of app.
You could learn so much about running a business. Yeah.
So you never know. So I would say in your line, I would maybe go there and just to meet the people and connect. But keep us posted, Carly. Let us know how it goes for you. Hey, she has a goal.
Yeah,
you know? She's
absolutely
getting out of high school and she wants to do something. That's good in itself.
Half the battle, man.
That is half the battle. Let's go to... This is a question that's been asked a lot. Hi, Kelty.
Hi.
How you doing? So you have a question about a really popular song right now.
Yes, so first of all, I wanted to say, JC, over spring break, I really enjoyed getting to see you at Disney World.
Oh, you saw me at Disney World?
Yes, sir.
Yay! Well, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it was really packed in Disney World, so I'm glad we all made it out alive, Kelty.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so what's your question for Whatever Wednesday?
My question is, do you think that Old Town Road should have stayed on the country billboards, or it should go on to like R&B and pop billboards?
I think...
I don't see why I can't do both.
I think it should be on both. It's got a country...
Yeah, me too.
It's got country flair. I see the pop. I don't know. Why not?
Why not?
I think it belongs on both of them. I don't know why Billboard took it off the country chart.
It doesn't sound very country to me.
Yeah, I was really mad.
Yeah. But you know what? We know it's country, and that's all that matters.
I don't know why you can't have... Country stations play pop. Pop stations play country.
Exactly.
So who cares?
So, yeah.
So, yeah, Kelty, we're on your side on that one. What's up, Avery?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning, buddy. So you have a question about our industry.
I do. So I've been listening for as long as I can remember. I remember when, you know, the way back in the day, kid, when y'all get picked up, when you got picked up, JC.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what's changed in the industry since then, and do you like all the changes? Is there anything that you aren't happy about, if you want to talk about that, of course?
It used to be more loosey-goosey. We used to be able to have more freedom when it came to doing bits and prank calls and all that
stuff. Yeah.
All that stuff has changed.
We were just talking about this off the air the other day, and I said, I was so lucky and fortunate to come up in the business when it was dirty.
Yeah.
It was gritty. It was raunchy. Where the DJs would throw parties at the studio. One DJ didn't even have an apartment. He would sleep underneath the desk in one of the salespeople's offices. There was a couch in the studio. You don't want to know what happened on that couch. It was nasty. But that was
in the day.
It was when radio was living the rock and roll lifestyle, and it was so fun.
Now, a lot of the times, people are afraid to get sued. If you go do a bid out on the streets and people react the wrong way, you could get sued. You can't do prank calls because the FCC won't allow us to do that. And that's, I used to live with prank calls. That's what helped me get this job.
Yeah. Rules have ruined radio. Let's just be honest.
That's what I missed.
Yeah.
Bring back Random Man.
Yeah, right? Random Man, Air Horn Man.
We're
can't do that
more
stuff
of a
anymore.
Talent issue. That's that wasn't really. Yeah.
Or that.
But it's changed quite a bit, but you know, you're supposed to adapt, and hopefully we've adapted well enough to continue this. So far, so good, I think. And maybe they'll loosen up on us, and we'll be able to do...
No.
It ain't going back, dog.
It's never going
all
back.
I'm asking is, let us do prank calls again. That's all I'm asking back. Real quick. That's all I want to do.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Easter egg fight. Easter egg bunny fight. Hi, Kaylee.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Congratulations. You're caller number 23.
Yay!
What are you up to right now? You sound like you're driving to work or something.
I just got my car washed. I just dropped my daughter off to school. She's helping with the Special Olympics today. Aww. And today's also her 9th birthday.
Aww. Big day.
What's her name? So we can wish her a happy birthday.
Her name is Riley.
Riley, happy birthday.
Riley.
Your mom's got a brand.
She's so excited.
A clean car to pick you up at school with later on today. Well, Kaylee, let's go ahead and get you some money so you could buy your daughter a birthday present. Let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Chicago.
Password accepted.
There you go, Kaylee. Congratulations. Yeah. You have gained entry into our vault. Now, which one would you like to go with?
Number 50.
Vault number 50. Okay, we'll get that one ready for you. Here's Jenna to tell you how we play the game.
All right. You are going to step into this vault, and the banker is going to start shouting out some steadily increasing dollar amounts. We have no idea when he's going to decide to shut that vault door, so it's just on you to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Remember, we still haven't found that $10,000 vault, and there's always some more $1,000 ones in there, so if you hear a number that ends in 1,000, that is the highest it's going to go, and you have to say stop. Good luck!
Thank you.
All right, Kaylee, let's see how much money you pulled out. Let's play Beat the Bank Extreme!
$150, $240, $300, $450, $520, $570, $630.
Stop.
$630. There you go. What are you going to buy with that $630, Kaylee?
I don't even know. I'm so excited.
Hey, that's the best money to have. Right? I don't know what I'm going to buy.
I don't even know.
I'm going to buy something, though. All right.
Something.
Just for fun, you got $630. Let's see how high it would have gone.
$680. $690. $730. $760. $850. $890.
He's still going.
It's okay.
$10,000.
God.
We found the vault. It's okay, Kaylee.
It's okay.
You have $630 that you didn't have before, so you're happy. Boss Man George is going to be happy.
Oh.
It's okay.
She got money.
She's got a great attitude.
Kaylee's got a good attitude.
Well,
she has
more than she started the day with.
Exactly.
But.
Exactly. And I'm on the radio with y'all. We love you guys. Listening
to
y'all every day on the way to school. So it's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Our jaws dropped.
I know. You never know where the ball's going to be. And I'm with you, Kaylee. It's better to take the easy money sometimes, you know? You just want to take it and run with it.
Yeah.
But Kaylee, hey,
it's a blessing regardless.
It is a blessing regardless. See?
I love your positivity.
We're going to set you all up with your money. Okay, Kaylee, you hang on, and we'll get you that $630. Deal?
Thank you so much. Y'all are great.
You're great, too, Kaylee.
Happy birthday
to your little one.
Yeah.
So there it is, Kid Nation. We found the $10,000 vault. It was
there
in vault number 50. We still have some more, though. We still have some $2,000. I believe maybe a $5,000. We still have a few $1,000 vaults. So there's still plenty of money to be had with Beat the Bank Extreme. And Big Al Matt.
It's time for Tidbit News.
All deflated now.
Wanted Kaylee to win it all, but it's okay.
You think she had a bad day. Think about this guy. These two guys are having a fight in Florida.
I heard it was a girl that was getting hit by a guy, right?
I've heard both stories.
So this dude is beating up a lady, allegedly. We can't really tell from the video. Yeah. And out of nowhere.
A group of people walk up, but one of the people is a bunny, a guy dressed in an Easter bunny from head to toe. Can't see his face, nothing. And he jumps in, pulls the guy off of the other person, and starts pummeling this guy.
Easter bunny's wailing,
Easter
dude.
Easter bunny is just boom, 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 while the guy's on the ground. Easter bunny, boom, boom, boom. Up walk the guy's friends, a police officer, and the Easter bunny just kind of steps back.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is
like
all.
I got handled up on
he
my
He did
goodness.
His thing. He protected the woman, and he stepped back. He did a couple boxing moves.
That's how the video made it appear, that he was just trying to, like, get the guy off the girl.
He was.
But he swung a few.
So, of course, this video kind of goes viral of the Easter bunny obviously breaking up a fight. So, everybody's wondering, who was this guy? Who was this guy?
Right.
Bunny? Because he's like a hero. Well, again, we're in Orlando, Florida. The guy does identify himself. His name is Antoine McDonald. He describes himself as a nonviolent person. However, Antoine had warrants. Antoine has been arrested for armed robbery. Antoine has a warrant out for, like, stealing a car, breaking and entering. So Antoine, when he's like, I'm the Easter Bunny, I'm the one that broke up the fight.
I'm a good Samaritan.
Click, click, they put the handcuffs on him and took him to jail.
He would have gotten away with it, but he decided to go talk to the media and started his Instagram account called Bad Bunny of 19. So, there you go, buddy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It must be still talking about you.
Forever. You're always going to be in.
Al does that. He buys the same perfume for
me. Yeah, there was a time that I'd go out on a date with a girl, and I'd buy them all, like, this. I love this perfume. It's like, for a first date, I would buy them a box
of
this.
Smart, because if the perfume gets on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kid Nation. You caught us mid-conversation.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Because that's what you're going to be getting in our new podcast, because they're part of our podcast family.
Uh-huh.
I Don't Give a Rip is the name of the podcast.
Fun.
You got DeAndra Simmons on that bad boy. You got Mama D, who's here with us as well, and Amy Vanderoff. Am I saying your name right, Amy?
You are.
See? Yeah. Look at me.
We were arguing. Is there an H in there?
There's no
not?
H.
There's like a bunch of vowels slammed at the end, and it's confusing, but it's just off.
Kind of like a hockey player, yeah.
If you like what you're about to hear, podcast drops today at 10 a.m., but it's going to be dropping every single Wednesday, and we're going to be talking about some money, some sex.
Whoa.
What?
I like both of those things.
Parenting and more, right?
Mama D is standing right there.
Mama D was just talking about a guy she liked.
She wasn't talking about SES.
But you know what? But it was leading that road, I thought.
Have y'all always had a very open mother-daughter kind of relationship?
Okay. If you have not figured it by now, I'm a very type A personality.
Yeah.
I'm hanging from the ceiling 24/7. Deandra's very reserved. She's the one that's really brainy and smart, and the one that's got the I would say you've got the common sense. Maybe you think things out.
She's type A plus. I'm type A minus or B plus probably. Uh-huh. But if she's like always up, I'm kind of like, you know, chill a little bit. When I have to be on, I'm on. But she's always on. But see, I talk about sex and she plugs her ears.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you remember.
And then I also talk about you are not allowed to date a certain age. That's,
well, no, you won't
I'm
let
taking
me date anyone.
Hold on.
100.
DeAndra, what age is Mama D not allowed to date?
My age, thank you very much, because that's who asked her out, and that's what she likes. And it is weird at family dinners, I'm telling you.
Let me tell you something, darling. Age is a privilege. Mm. Old is an attitude.
Yeah.
I'm so privileged to be 78 years young.
Mama there D, you go. Would you date a guy, a fella like me? My age.
Earmuffs.
I don't know.
Tell the truth.
Well, what is your type?
Okay, let's talk about your age. How old are you, or do you tell?
I'm somewhere in between 20 and 36.
No. You just want me to raise you like all the others do.
Mid-30s, yeah.
But do you have a type? I mean, young is one thing, but they also have to, I think, have a sense of maturity.
Yeah, they have a sense of maturity. They've got a really... I had the most wonderful love affair for many, many years with my husband. And when he passed away 6 years ago, I'm not trying to replace that. Because first of all, at 78, do you really think I want to get married again?
No, ma'am.
Let me say something. My name is D. Simmons. The Simmons on my forehead is not for stupid. It's for smart. So I'm looking for someone just to have a nice dinner date. So that means I've got to have a lot of money. Because I've got to go nice places.
And you're not buying.
No, and when you're driving around in a Bentley, you don't want to really go around with a pickup truck.
I love that she's a classic woman. The man always pays, right, Mama
always
D?
Always pays.
Always.
Always.
Well, so you're not going to find that with young guys.
No, you're right. You're not going to find
millennials are not going to pay.
Or most guys.
Or most guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Y'all are ready for this one?
Yeah, I'm ready
for
this one.
We were having lunch yesterday somewhere, and there's one man in this city that is a multi... I mean, he's got lots more money than me. He lives in the same area we live in. He's a multi-millionaire.
So you have some money.
Well, yes. Enough to pay my rent. Not have rent, do I?
You don't have anything anymore.
Neither one of us have a mortgage. Thank you, Daddy.
So this man's pretty well off.
You don't have a mortgage either because of your daddy.
Neither one of us.
Yes. Okay, so Dick, here's this man.
I have a mortgage.
And this man,
Amy's
the
like
reason I know how much money he has, we had 5 companies on the New York Stock Exchange, and he was on the boards, and you get a lot of money for serving on those boards. Are you ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
He took me out, asked me how he paid.
How do you pay?
With coupons.
No.
That's how you got that money, though, girl. Yeah, you got to respect that. You got to respect
no.
that.
I hate the cheap rich man.
Oh, I can't stand that.
No.
Yeah. That's like white people that have these big fancy wedding receptions at the country club and serve corny dogs.
No. Sometimes, That's huge, though.
Sometimes y'all do try to play it down so that, oh, they're so real. They keep it real.
I think, Mama D, you're saying you don't have to be the last of the big-time spenders. But
no.
You show respect and don't pay with a
on
coupon.
A date.
Yes. And particularly, I mean, the man knows how he worked with my husband. He knows how Glenn Simmons treated Deandra and me. I mean, it was everybody in the world knows that if they read the Wall Street Journal.
So I was just reading it yesterday.
There we go. Okay, so that is the way. But Deandra's a little bit, you're kind of more like your father, I believe.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're very... remember what Andy said about you?
You're just trying to deflect my...
Remember what Andy Cohen said about you? What did Andy Cohen say?
I don't know.
He said, the thing I love about Deandra Simmons, she's a voice of reason for all the housewives.
Yeah, you need that.
That's a nice one. I went off the rails last year, but I'm getting it back.
I mean, everybody goes off the rails if you're part of the Housewives franchise, right?
You know, I can't keep Amy straight. She's always going off the rails.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Well, we obviously know how Deandra and Mama D met.
Yeah.
In the birthing room. But Amy, how did you get into the mix?
I'm not related to them, but I got here as quick as I could. Okay. We've known each other for a long time. Mama D and Deandra have been supportive of my family for a really long time. And when we were drumming up this idea over Deandra's dining room table, I think it was, I thought a lot of people want to know and hear from them and hear what this family has to say. And I thought I'd like to help tell that narrative and tie it up in a pretty bow. And so this podcast was born. And I think that we need to reveal to heal. It's one of my favorite expressions and start real conversations. And to me, I don't give a rip means I don't give a rip. I'm going to talk about it or I don't give a rip. I'm not going to talk about it. And so it's a conversation generator.
I don't give a rip. Speaking of sayings, I hear Mama D's got a bunch of sayings.
Oh, I got some money, honey.
Yeah.
And you know, Andy Cohen will say to me, I said the other day to him, what do you think about the gnat's ass wrapped around a rain barrel? He said, Mama D.
Hold on, the gnat's
ass. Understand that?
I didn't even know gnats had one of those.
A gnat's ass wrapped around a rain barrel.
Yeah.
He said, Mama D, I never know anything. What you mean? I just think you're funny.
What does that mean?
That you're tight.
Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
I don't like the person that she dated with the coupons.
Yeah,
because your sayings are so, I feel like they're thought out, but sometimes do you just come up?
They just kind of roll out.
Does this happen?
Left-handed people, you know what they say. I don't know, it could be one of two ways.
What would they say?
Yeah, what would they say?
They say they're a little bit smarter.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit smarter. Now, my daughter wouldn't agree with that. She says, oh, Mom, please don't say that you're 68 years old. But you did.
Yeah, you're 68?
No, I'm 78. I forgot. I'm 78. Okay,
well, we just threw that.
On the occasion.
We could throw that theory out the window.
Okay, so Deanna has an age limit. Go ahead and tell the age limit. I can date.
Okay, so she's 78. So we're looking at 65 or 60. Well, 63. But I have to take resumes. I have to, vet everybody.
Is that
and
the
I'm
going to
take
end
resumes for Amy, too. She's dating somebody seriously now.
Uh-huh.
But if it doesn't work out, then I'm going to vet all her candidates as well.
But what's the rule? It's like half your age.
Luckily, I'm married and I can pick and choose.
But there's a rule.
Plus seven.
That's
half age plus seven.
Half your age plus 7 is supposed to be
the youngest
you can
half
date.
Your age.
Kelly, please.
So that's the rule.
That's
39 and 7 is 46.
There
so you can date 46
okay,
and
okay, honey, now I have... See, you've messed up so many of them that's asked me to go out. You won't let me go. And I'm just like, well, my daughter won't let me
go. Because it's embarrassing. Oh, my God. It's embarrassing.
Oh, I think it's great that your mother can even attract someone like that.
Right?
Yeah. Lord. What's good? What's a good date? Do you like to go dancing or you like a sit-down dinner?
No, I like, I've got to go. I love good restaurants.
Okay.
However, I don't mind going and getting a hamburger or even a hot dog, like you said.
A corn dog?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
absolutely.
Okay for me.
A simple girl that drives a Bentley.
On that one.
No.
Well, look, I know you guys want to do your podcast. We'll let you get to it. But if you want to check out Don't Give a Rip, every Wednesday, it drops at 10 Central. And it's going to be what you basically heard today, times 10. Right?
You got it.
Pretty solid.
Don't give a rip.
Well, pleasure to see you guys.
Nice meeting you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah,
thank you. And when I turn 46, I'm going to call you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, you're not.
My man.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.